Narrative frameworks. 8. Life and death. In crude terms, we understand life as that which is living as a separate entity of being, something that has breath or biological flow or aliveness. Regardless of the words, we understand if something is living or not living. And we understand if something no longer has life force, that it is dead. Or never had life force, that it is dead. These terms are self-evident, life and death. To be here at all, having this experience, we have to be alive. Seen deeper, life is not limited to the entity that is living. The entity that is living exists in life. Life is all there is. Life goes on forever, beyond beginning and ending, never dies. For how can life die? Life is life. Life is life. Maybe in relative terms, individual beings die. But in ultimate terms, the life that runs through them never dies, just moves on, transforms. Energy is never extinguished, and life is the ultimate energy. What we call death is just a shedding of old form as life takes on new form. This continuous weaving of life itself. And when we see that life is forever, beyond beginning and ending, the eternal now of aliveness, when we see that life is beyond just the duality of life and death, but life most truly is that which allows the play of life and death. When we see this, we know that all is in service to life. And anything that denies this life or this service is death. And so we see in the world the symptoms of peoples attempting to live without life, attempting to live on their own constructed terms, without the deeper understanding that they are simply expressions, extensions, representations of the greater life. Entities do not exist in themselves. Entities exist in life. Living beings exist in the living being of life. Cultures that know life, the deeper life. Cultures that affirm life are those that see the cycle of life moving into experience and coming back to essence. These are life coaches. By contrast, death coaches are those coaches which try to proclaim to exist, independent of the life that they are born from. Death coaches deny the principle of natural law, whereas life coaches affirm it. What is this natural law? Well, what is this life?